Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And you hear people say, well, I'd like to believe that, but I just can't. I just can't believe that. That's a lie. That's untrue. Faith is a choice. It's just like me telling you something and you looking at me and going, well, I'd like to believe that, but I don't. No, that's what believing's all about. You haven't seen it. You weren't there. You have no proof. To believe it is a choice. And if you're a Christian, you already know quite a bit about this. Because most probably you have not been to heaven. You have not seen the Father. You've not seen the throne. You've not shaken Jesus' hands. You hadn't seen him in the flesh. We know you weren't there at the cross. In person, you didn't see it. You weren't there. You didn't see him raised from the dead. You didn't see him ascend on high. You got no proof of it physically. No pictures of it. Nothing to look at under the microscope. And yet you just choose to believe it. And you are wise to do so. You are wise. Because soon and very soon, there's not going to be any unbelievers. Everybody is going to see him. But it's like he told Thomas. Thomas said, unless I see him for myself, unless I put my finger in those nail holes, because I knew they drove those nails in his hands, I knew he died. Unless I can put my hand in his side, I won't believe. Well, the Lord rebuked him for that, didn't he?
Yes.
He said, well, here, put your finger in there. Give me your hand. Put it in there. He said, oh, my Lord, my God. He said, you believe because you've seen. Blessed are those who have not seen. And yet believe. Glory to God. And Peter talks about that's why we are rejoicing with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Because we hadn't seen him, but we believe. We hadn't seen him, but we love him. And this pleases God. And God honors this in this life and in the next. Can you say glory to God? Somebody say, I believe. I haven't seen, but I believe. And you hear these folks, you even see it on signs. You know, well, seeing is believing. Absolutely not. You believe when you don't see. And then when you see it and feel it, you don't have to believe it. So how are you going to receive this thing you desire from him that you have found out is his will for you to have, that Jesus has already bought and paid for and given it to you? How are you going to get it? How are you going to enjoy it? You believe that you receive it. You believe that you take it to yourself. And once you believe you've taken it, now you believe you have it. Someone says, well, do you see it? No. What makes you think you got it? I believe I've received it. What makes you think you've got it? Have you experienced it? Have you enjoyed it? Anybody told you it was coming? You got any proof? I believe I receive. Just like I believe I've received forgiveness for my sins. Just like I believe they're working on my mansion right now. Just like I believe my name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. I hadn't seen it, but it's there. I believe. Faith is the substance of things hoped for or expected. It is the evidence of things not seen. We walk by faith, not by sight. Somebody said out loud, I walk by faith.
I believe God.
I don't have to see it. That pleases your Father, my friend. That pleases your Father God. Believe that you take them, Jesus said. Who said it? Jesus said, believe you take them. That's how you're going to get your healing. That's how you're going to get your bills paid. That's how you're going to get your direction. Believe you take it. Now, has the church been taught that at large?
No.
Religion has made beggars out of Christians. Religion has taught people to beg. Just beg and beg. Please, God, would you, please, please, please. And hope that He'll decide to do something. And it's not the Bible. It's not what Jesus told us to do. The Bible tells you what the will of God is. And tells you to step up like a man of God, like a woman of God, to come boldly. Right to the throne of grace. Come right on in. Like you belong there. Like you got a right to be there. Boldly, that you may obtain. That's the same word that's translated receive or take. Come right on in and take your mercy and your grace to help. Come on in and get it. No, you're not trying to rend out of the hand of God something He don't want you to have. If God don't want you to have it, you ain't getting it. Are you kidding? You can fast and pray and get the whole continent to fast and pray. You ain't going to change God. He does not change. We're not talking about that. Something God has already bought and paid for in Jesus. And He said it's yours. But we've seen that what God provides by His grace must be possessed by faith. Just because God's given it to us doesn't mean we're going to enjoy it. It can belong to you all your life and you never enjoy it. Unless you get faith in your heart and act on it. 1 Timothy 6, are you there? This is another word, same word that's in Mark 11:24, but it's translated a little bit differently. 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. What's the next two words?
Lay hold.
Lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold. Let me read some other translations. Young's literal says, be laying hold on the life. Is this something we do throughout life?
Yes.
Be laying hold. Now, when you say eternal life, the life of God, every good thing we need is in the life of God. The wisdom, the grace, the strength. The NIV says, take hold of eternal life. The Message says, seize the eternal life, the life you were called to. Seize it. The NCV says, grabbing hold of the life. Are we getting the idea? The BBE, the basic English, says, take for yourself the life eternal. Take for yourself. Grab hold. Seize. Lay hold. Take. Lay hold. We look back where the Lord said to the first generation that He brought out of Egyptian bondage, behold, I've given you the land. Possess it. Take it. And the first generation of whiny babies did not. And it wasn't because the giants were too big and the walls were too tall. It's because of their unbelief.
Yes,
their lack of faith to rise up and be men and women of God and take and lay hold and seize and grab and possess what God had already given.
Yes,
now those in some other areas of Christianity, they consider us to be presumptuous. And how dare we think we're going to seize something or grab something or lay hold of something? But all you got to do is read the Bible, friend. It's full of it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's full of it.
Yes.
Old Testament, New Testament. He's telling us, get it.
Yes.
Here it is.
Yes,
I gave it to you.
Yes.
Now what? Get it.
Yes.
Yeah, but there's big hairy demons sitting on it. I know. That's why I gave you the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation. Go get it.
Yes.
Yeah, but they say I can't. Well, that's where faith is involved.
Yes.
And actually, God has honored us in allowing us to have a part of it. Somebody say, lay hold.
Lay hold.
Lay hold. Now look at verse 19. This whole chapter is dealing with this. Well, I got to read verse 17. We're so close. It says, charge them that are rich in this world, be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Glory. Is God good?
Yes.
Will he give you stuff to enjoy?
Yes.
Richly?
Yes.
Rich.
Rich
is a Bible word.
Amen.
Enjoy.
Enjoy
is a Bible word. And it's from God. He said that they do good. That they be rich in good works. How many know the richer you are, the richer you can be in good works? You can't do anything with money you don't have. Stuff you don't have. He said that they be ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up. Somebody say laying up.
Laying up
in store for who? For who? Whose self? The one who's laying up. He's laying it up for who? Their self. I'm reading the Bible now, right? Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may what?
Lay
hold on eternal life. Two phrases here I want you to notice. Very important. Laying up and laying hold. Say it out loud. Laying up,
laying up.
And laying hold.
And laying hold.
Say it again. Laying up,
laying up.
And laying hold.
Laying hold.
Do you suppose we need to know how to do both?
Yes.
Does it sound like sowing and reaping?
Yes,
because yeah, that's what it is. Go to Matthew, if you would, the 6th chapter. Matthew 6 and 19. Matthew 6, 19. What does it say? Lay not up for yourselves, so this is still for yourself, treasures on the earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for who? Now you're going to have to shake off some religious tradition. I'm just doing it for the Lord. He said, for yourself. Sure, it can be for the Lord, but it's also for yourself. Are y'all with me or not?
Yes.
You'd rather believe tradition or the Bible?
Bible.
What did he say? Don't lay up for yourselves treasures on the earth, because everything down here is temporary and nothing down here is truly safe.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Laying Hold, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303L. That's R1303L, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.